Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Outside chance it could have been Cavaliers winner of the Heat 76er play-in game. In other words, there was all kinds of stuff that happened yesterday. Gentleman who covered the game, Cavs against the Hornets for the News Herald, joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He covers everything in Cleveland sports. He's Mr. Jeff Schudell. Hello, Jeff.
He's a man for all seasons. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing today?
We are well.
How was that press conference yesterday, Jeff?
You made JB mad, man.
Yeah,
he got up and walked.
We love it.
What happened, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, I asked him, you know, what have you learned? What did you learn from last year? And then he went into the usual stuff about, well, we got to get the guys prepared. We want to make sure they're rested, know the game plan and all that. I said, well, yeah, that was last year, too. Well, I said, what did you learn? Because I don't know. Thank you. And walked off. So that's that.
What did he need to learn, Jeff? What do you think?
You know what, Jeff? I don't know enough about that. A lot of people are saying he did this wrong, he did that wrong. I don't know enough about basketball to critique what he did or didn't do, but I thought it was a fair question. I mean, Kevin Stefanski said he's always learning, and I'm sure Greg Popovich would say he's learning still. So I don't know. I mean, it seemed to really hit a chord with him, though, and that's probably not a good sign.
I don't know, Jeff. Yes, did they tempt the basketball gods yesterday, Jeff? Did they tempt him?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I thought it was kind of strange. I don't know what Adam Silver thinks about that last day of the season for a lot of teams. I mean, so here the Cavs are monitoring what the other teams are doing. And at the time, the Bucks were getting crushed, but the Bulls were leading the Knicks. So now if the both those teams lose and the Cavs win, then, like you were just saying, they would have to they would finish second and face the winner of the Miami Sixers play-in game. And nobody seems to want to do that, right? Except, and even that Knicks game, at the last second, the Bulls had a chance to win that game, but the ball didn't go in the hoop. And the Cavs are watching this game in their locker room while they're changing because their game, the Cavs game ended first. So I can't say that they threw the game, but they certainly did not try to win it.
And in that situation, you get what you get. It's Cavs and Orlando Magic. Okay, that's all. Whatever it is, Jeff, that's where we are right now. And if there was one matchup of the teams that are in the playoffs that I think most Cavs fans would think this is probably the best matchup you could ask for, it's probably a young Magic team without a lot of playoff experience. That said, I still think they're a pretty dang good team, and it should be a good playoff series. I wonder what it takes for the Cavs to win. Is it Donovan Mitchell dominating? Is it Donovan not dominating and the guys playing more as a team? What do you think heading into this thing?
Well, I think it's more of a team, and but I think this game will be won in the paint. The last time the Magic were here, they beat the Cavaliers. And I know Jared Allen played. I think Evan Mobley played in that game. And it was after his injury. So I think that's where the game will be won. And that's, I think, where the Cavs really have to be more assertive than obviously they were in that Knicks game.
How much is on the line for the coaching staff, for the front office, as we enter into the playoffs? Because it does feel like this entire season has been based on where we are right now and what happens moving forward.
Well, judging by the way JB walked off the podium yesterday, I would say he thinks there's a lot riding on this. I just was checking the Cavaliers coaching history, So JB has been longer tenure than anybody since Mike Brown's first stint as head coach. And I mean, if they do not win, especially since they maneuvered it so they would be playing Orlando in this first round, I think there will have to be some serious changes. And do they have to be made? I don't know, but it looks to me like they will be made if they don't get out of this first round.
Jeff, what do you think about the front office situation in the same light here? And I say this thinking that Kobe Altman has put together a pretty talented team, but maybe it doesn't quite fit together well. Does the front office need a good playoff run as well, in your estimation?
Well, yeah, you know, I think that's a really good point, Jeff. And you don't necessarily, I mean, when you're putting that team together, you have to think, how are these guys going to work with each other? And I've heard you talk about this often with Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell specifically. Do they really work as well together as you would want them to? And that does, I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. Now, that doesn't knock either one as an individual player, obviously. But I think there are questions whether the whole group really does work well together. And I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Jeff, I kind of want to go back to ask you the same question that you asked JB yesterday. Like, what have we learned about this team as far as playing? I know they're not playing the Knicks in the first round, but what have we learned about what they can do in the playoffs and how confident we should feel going into the series?
I don't know the answer to that one either, yeah. But I think they have to really they've been too inconsistent. I mean, they've had a lot of injuries, yes. But even with that, I mean, there's some games when you wonder, how could this even happen? When they lost a game to Charlotte in the regular season. Now, I'm not about last night, but early in the year they lost, and they've lost some games they should not have lost. But then they somehow sometimes play games like when they beat Minnesota last month. That was a really good game. They played hard. And Jared Allen was big in that game. I think he's going to be the biggest factor in this series and in the playoff run. You expect Donovan Mitchell to do well, and so I think it comes down to Allen. Will Max Strus be a good outside shooter? That's another factor. I think there are a lot of questions that will have to be answered for the team to not be blown up.
I think it's a really interesting first round possibility here, Jeff, because you've got two, and I don't mean for the Cavs here. You have Philadelphia and Miami, who are, I think Philadelphia is a terrific team when Embiid's healthy, and he's appears to be back enough that he's healthy enough, and nobody wants to play the Heat. And they're going to go up against, in theory, if they both get through, and we'll see if they do, Boston and New York. Man, if you're the Celtics and you're the Knicks and you're thinking we finish 1-2 and this is what we get in the first round, yeah. It just kind of shows how competitive the Eastern Conference has been this year. It's almost as if the middle of the Eastern Conference standings is where you want to be, right exactly where the Cavs are right now. You want to be 3-6.
And yeah, and exactly what the Cavaliers, how they designed it in the end. And who knows if whichever those teams end up playing the Celtics, assuming that they do. I mean, right, it could possibly be the Bulls or the Hawks. But, I mean, one of those teams could wear down the Celtics. The Cavs get through the first round, and who knows? I mean, we've seen stuff like that. Whoever thought the Heat was going to beat Milwaukee in the first round last year. So anything could happen, as we all know.
All right, Jeff, I want to switch gears just because I wouldn't feel right if I didn't ask you a Browns question while we were talking to you. Let's talk about the draft for a second. Your thoughts on, I just feel like they're pretty healthy with all the starters. What are they going to do? I mean, and I'm just saying that positionally. I'm not really saying
that
name-wise.
I wrote today, as a matter of fact, I think they should draft a guard with that, at least consider drafting a guard with that 54th pick. Because what you just said, Andy, they don't have any glaring needs. And Andrew Berry is very good at looking into the future. You know, fans want to look at what you do for the next season. So everybody say, get another wide receiver. But Joel Bitonio is in his 11th year, and he had some injuries last year. Wyatt Teller has had some injuries. He'll be a free agent after 2025. So I think looking possibly at a guard, and I just threw out a couple names, Christian Haynes, a guy named McCormick. I don't know anything about either of them, but the draft previews I've seen and mock drafts, they're in that 50 to 60 range.
Jeff, you said something though. You just said something just now that just kind of blows my mind away. They don't really have any needs going into the draft when it comes to starters. How often have we ever had that conversation? Never.
Well, that's for sure. Not since they've been back. That's for sure. I mean, so that's pretty exciting, right?
And, yeah.
I mean, did they have a star running back until Nick Chubb comes back? Probably not. But they're not going to get one of those at 54 either. So you're right, Andy. I mean, I think this team is set to win, and they're really set to win now.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With that thought in mind, Jeff, I'm anxious to see what happens in the draft. I'm anxious to see the playoffs, and we will be in touch on both subjects coming up. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Talk to you soon.
Jeff Shadell, News Herald, covers the Browns, of course, and also does Cavs work as well and does a great job on both. And he joined us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.